Good morning and welcome to Leftover Grounds. Seems to be a lot of confusion among law enforcement in DC regarding what really happened during the Capitol Hill riots. A lot of conflicting statements. And what are we to do when DC lawmakers are literally requesting that commercial organizations do what they cannot, constitutionally, and specifically regarding the First Amendment? Let's get into it.
One of the big problems that you highlighted in your package had to do with a report from the FBI's Norfolk field office. That report was sent on the evening of January 5th. It was not accompanied by a phone call. It was not highlighted in any fashion. And so one of the questions the witnesses had was, for something that important, why would you not make a phone call? So that's just one example of the intelligence lapses. Of prior reporting by outlets, including the Wall Street Journal, though, have suggested that there was conflicting information coming out of the intelligence community. For example, the Department of Homeland Security issuing a report right before January 6th saying it didn't see anything unusual.
So there were hearings on Capitol Hill yesterday regarding the January 6th riot on Capitol Hill. Capitol Hill Police and other law enforcement agencies were able to provide or try to provide some kind of clarity on what happened, where the breakdown was, the failure, which we identified from the beginning, right? It's a leadership failure on numerous levels. And of course, pass the buck, the favorite game of senior leaders when they're literally on trial, started happening. So according to the resigned police chief, his name is Stephen Sund, he did not receive intelligence from the FBI, which was sent on January 5th in the evening to his agency regarding the possibility of a coordinated attack or a violent protest. What is interesting about that is 2 days before, he had requested that National Guard be allowed to provide some kind of security during that protest. So I'm wondering why, what caused him to want to bring in the National Guard if he hadn't even had visibility on the intel, as he said. And there's something else they haven't talked about yet, as far as I can tell, is the intelligence from the NYPD that was sent up, and I believe the military as well. The military is going to have an opportunity to testify next week, and we'll probably have a little more clarity. He had requested National Guard a few days before. It was denied by the Sergeant at Arms. His name is Paul Irving. I requested for those troops and was denied. They didn't like the optics of it, which is understandable, but given the threat and given the intelligence, given the fact that they had so much information prior, probably would have been a good idea to have that show of force and probably would have kept things calm. Of course, the media is doing a really good job of painting a very one-sided picture of this. They keep saying this was a coordinated attack, that it was a planned insurrection. They keep saying, the Oath Keepers and the Proud Boys and all of them are responsible for that. And I was wondering and curious about who actually has been arrested and what they've been arrested for. So I found an article on that, and you can look at it under the sources. There's a link to it. And it gives you mugshots and arrest records of every individual regarding the Capitol Hill riot so far. And I'm just going to read a couple of these to you. This guy, Salvador Sandalvo Jr., arrested for obstructing law enforcement and entering a restricted building, and violent entry and disorderly conduct on Capitol grounds. This other lady, Deborah Sandoval, entering a restricted building, impeding the orderly conduct of government, and violent entry and disorderly conduct on Capitol grounds. Another one, entering a restricted building or grounds, demonstrating on Capitol grounds, disorderly conduct on Capitol grounds. Same. Another one, entering a restricted building or grounds, disorderly conduct. It goes on and on. Most of these are obstructing, trespass is really what they are. They're trespassing on Capitol grounds. And I do believe most of those are actually going to be thrown out. The issue here, there's a few people. They're charged with conspiracy, and that's it. It just says conspiracy is the charge. And the charges of conspiracy are really flimsy. Like this one guy, Kelly Meggs, they charged him with conspiracy and they put down DOJ said Meggs posted the following in his Facebook. Trump said it's going to be wild. It's going to be wild. He wants us to make it wild, and that's what he's saying. He called us all to the Capitol and wants us to make it wild. Yes, sir. Gentlemen, we're heading to D.C. Pack your stuff. If you read that statement, there's no threats in there. There's no we're going to take over the Capitol. There's no coordination of any kind. It's just, hey, let's go to the Capitol and support the president. He says we're going to make it wild. Now, yes, that's right. I mean, if you read it, there's undertones in there. There's not enough to make that stick. And if they do make that stick in court, that guy's got a horrible lawyer. So I'm reading through all of these. There's, you know, a few hundred of them. Most of the charges are trespassing charges. There's nothing in there about insurrection. I haven't seen any yet. So I'm trying to figure out where the media is getting that this was a coordinated insurrection. If it was, then, I mean, these are just charges. These aren't like what people are convicted of doing. They're just charges. And they're throwing everything, of course. The charges listed are everything that they could possibly charge them with. And then knowing, especially if some of these are like misdemeanors and things like that, they're going to get tossed out. Do the research and look at it for what it is. It's still a witch hunt. There was definitely a riot on Capitol Hill. There was definitely trespassing, and everybody who did that definitely needs to be prosecuted. But they're still trying to paint this picture. And the blame game by leadership, them saying, we didn't know, we didn't get the intel. Well, why did you order or ask for National Guard troops then 2 days before that even came in? They had the intel. They knew what was going on. And that's the biggest issue I see. You want to talk about conspiracy, you need to look at that. Why was the security posture so lax? That's the question I want answered. And hopefully someone comes up with a good answer, because otherwise the biggest failure of law enforcement in a long time. First Amendment states, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. It's pretty clear. Madison's version talks about the people shall not be deprived or abridged of their right to speak, to write, or to publish their sentiments. And the freedom of the press, as one of the great bulwarks of liberty, shall not be inviolable. Congress sent a letter, posted on it yesterday. I posted the full letter. You can read it in the blog. But they posted a letter reaching out to AT&T's CEO and literally telling them they need to censor right-wing media outlets only. So experts have noted the right-wing media ecosystem is much more susceptible to disinformation, lies, and half-truths. Right-wing media outlets like Newsmax, One America, News Network, and Fox News all aired misinformation about the November 2020 elections. Both Newsmax and One America ran incendiary reports of false information following the election, continue to support an angry and dangerous subculture that will continue to operate semi-openly. This is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. How many times have media organizations reported on something that's breaking without knowing the entire story and had to clarify later on? Every day, breaking news. They don't know all the facts. They're just reporting. I'm not defending that particular business model. I don't necessarily like that model, but it happens all the time. Are we going to start, you know, banning the tabloids too? You know, because those have been around for a very, very long time. Are we only going to allow the left to speculate in the news or left-leaning media outlets? I don't think they thought it through. I'm trying to figure out how they could even ask for this. They know that they're not allowed to impede that. And it doesn't say you can impede it if it's not truthful. Well, good luck with that. I mean, who the hell's going to know anything? We can't. Okay, so you can't report on this till it's been proven to be true. Good. Okay, that works. We definitely won't have any news until after the court cases are done. This just is insane. And they also ask about subscriber information. That many of your subscribers tuned in to Fox News, Newsmax, ONN on UVerse, DirecTV, and AT&T for each of the 4 weeks preceding November 3rd, 2020 elections and January 6th, 2021 attacks on the Capitol. Please specify the number of subscribers that tuned in to each channel. What the F? Who in the hell do you think you are? This is infuriating, and I try to stay pretty calm during all this stuff because I want to instill confidence in you all and make sure that you're not living in fear. But the two people who wrote this should be arrested for doing exactly what the Constitution tells them not to. They are not allowed to abridge the freedom of speech and of the press and the right of the people to peaceably to assemble and consult for their common good and to apply to the government for redress of grievances shall not be infringed. They'll make no law abridging the freedom of speech of the press. They're not making a law with writing that letter, but they are trying to circumvent it. They're trying to circumvent having to go down that road by asking AT&T to do it for them. That is the difference. Everybody keeps talking about, hey, we're in a capitalist society. You have the ability to use this or not. The services, we can cancel you. But this is the kind of stuff that's going on. They're using these people. And if you get pressured by a lawmaker to do something like that, you know, what strings are attached to that? What backdoor channels are being used too to put pressure on that CEO? It's unconstitutional. It's despicable. It's Orwellian. I don't even like using that word. I'm starting to find myself really agreeing more and more with that guy. But if you have a chance, you need to write these two specifically and let them know what you feel. It doesn't matter if you're in their district or not. Write it publicly, you know, tag them on Twitter, cancel them. If that's what we're going to do. But this is really disgusting. I hope somebody on the right sees this for what it is, isn't just like glossing over it. Anyway, lots going on. We had a great talk last night with the founders live, and we're going to be making some changes based off of the information they gave us, looking for more solution-based content, things that you can do to help to alleviate fear and to give you the ability to have some kind of control over all this stuff that's happening. So be on the lookout for that. I hope you have a great day, and I will talk to you all. Nope, tomorrow you'll have the Bolo Brief, so Kervin and I will be talking. But on Friday, I'll be back. So take care. Have a great day. God bless. Talk to you tomorrow.